And we are joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, who was just out there on the street and decided to come in and warm up. So.
I really appreciate you giving. I'm a cold weather wimp because I grew up here, so I don't have Michigan blood like you do.
I've got family up in Michigan. It's like 10 degrees is your low. That's been our high for the week. What are you talking about?
I cannot imagine. So, Aaron, Happy New Year, and thanks Happy for New letting Year. Me warm up. What kind of resolution did you make for New Year's?
You know, I didn't really make one this year. I kind of have the same New Year's resolution. Every time I sit down and make a New Year's resolution, I'm like, okay, so what are the things that I want to do over the course of the year? It's never like exercise more, get healthy or anything like that, because I'm not going to do that. So we're not even going to talk about that. But I like write more and go and travel a little bit more.
A little bit bucket list, like places that you want to visit in 2015.
I've got my list of everyone on Facebook was checking off all the states that they'd visited on their map.
Okay.
I was doing that before it was Facebook, apparently, because I've been keeping that list for years and years, and I've got 11 states left that
only
I haven't
11.
Visited.
Only 11?
Yeah,
wow.
Down to 11. And some of them are the hard ones, like Alaska. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but... But I'm going to Texas in April, so I'll knock that state off of my
list.
And then 10 left. I'll have hit 40. The 10 that I have left are going to be really difficult because either they're the faraway states like Alaska, Hawaii, Maine. I was close to Maine and then never quite went, so that's still on my list. Or they're the states that you don't want to visit, like Oklahoma.
I bet the Oklahoma Visitors Bureau has lots of reasons
sure
for you
that
to
they
visit.
Do.
So,
and I would also add Kansas, but I know there's a Kansas connection
roots,
in the Smith family. So
on my to-do list, in addition to the New Year's resolutions I made for chamber members, I guess we'll be coming up with a Kansas itinerary for you.
Okay,
Aaron.
Please do. I was looking online and. There's not a whole lot.
They have the world's largest
ball of twine, but it's a ways away from anything.
Kansas itinerary. Aaron's trip to Kansas.
To
okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. All right.
So what is your New Year's resolution?
Well, I definitely need to put the exercise more and trying to tackle, I thought Mary Jane Nerlinger had a good one, said send less email because my email inbox is so overflowing. I like the idea of send less email.
Really more receive less email.
I think she was, that's true. So I still have my personal resolutions I'm working on, but the ones that we set for chamber members were some of the things that we want chamber members to think about doing is to resolve to be involved. So we want folks to think about attending a local government meeting. Council has started back up. Carborough Board of Aldermen will start up on the 13th. We want people to think about being a member of a committee, so getting involved in the chamber. And this is for anybody, not even just chamber members, but think about board service or ways that you can give back, like joining a county or municipal advisory board.
There's always
vacancies, and y'all do a great job of publicizing those. We want folks to come talk to Ron, record a commentary, write a letter to the editor, get involved and make sure that you're advocating for your business community in that way.
Ron is just sitting back there in his office by himself waiting for someone to walk in the
twiddling
door
twiddling his thumbs I get frequent emails I think because he knows I'm always ready to offer an opinion frequent emails saying please record a commentary but I think folks get tired of listening to just me so we hope folks will record a commentary or write a letter to the editor and then we want folks to nominate a business of the year. The deadline's been extended to January 16th. We got small, medium, large, and nonprofit. This is going to be really exciting. We're going to have finalists named at the annual meeting on January 29th, and then we'll have a special event. I'll have to preview a little bit about the event on our weekly spots, but we're going to have a special event in the spring to celebrate the winners. So we might even broaden some of the categories, but right now we are looking for nominations for Business of the Year.
So carolinachamber.org/annual-meeting is the website to go to if you want to nominate a business, and probably a lot of nominations have already come come in. But there's always so many really cool businesses that get nominated, including, like, especially in the small business categories. There was the winner, we talked about this, the winner last year was Sweeps, which I'd never even heard of until it got nominated. But it's a really cool,
cool thing. And I think it helps these businesses to, with their brand, to tell mm-hmm. Their customers and future customers, hey, we won Business of the Year, and get and so we want a broad set of businesses to pick from. So we would love your nominations.
I know I do comedy at DSI fairly regularly, and I know we still have the Business of the Year award from 2005, 2006, something like that. That's up there on the shelf behind the bar. So. Yeah.
Well, you should make it more prominent.
It's,
you know,
it's
on the shelf behind the bar, where most people are looking, I guess.
It's a glass shelf with a mirror, actually see it twice. It's,
very nice. Very
really
nice.
Cool. So, so that's coming up on later on this month. And again, the deadline for nominations is the 16th. And you just went to attended the Economic Forecast Forum, which I was looking at the long list of tweets that came out of it. It was just a really dense, informative forum.
This is an annual event, and I was lucky to attend. 2015 has started. It's at a speedy clip. I'm trying to keep up. But this is an annual event hosted by the North Carolina Chamber and the North Carolina Bankers Association. And mostly good news came from this forecast. We heard from Mark Vintner of Wells Fargo, who actually spoke at our economic outlook briefing last year, and he said that the state's economy is predicted to grow at about 4% in 2015, and that we'll add anywhere from 110,000 to 125,000 jobs this year, compared to about 90,000 jobs that we added this past year. Mm-hmm. He called it the sweet spot, that this is in this decade, that 2015 and 2016 are where we're going to see most of our economic growth nationwide and in our state.
Okay.
Governor McCrory also addressed the crowd on Monday.
Where was this?
This was at the Sheridan Imperial in Durham, and statewide event. Really exciting to hear from not only from Wells Fargo economist Mark Vintner, but Governor McCrory, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield Brad Wilson was also a keynote. And he put forth a pretty bold charge to the business folks for them to consider the economic case of expanding Medicaid. So it was a really exciting event. Good to hear the good news. There's still some challenges. McCrory outlined some of them, that state revenues are not where they need to be, that healthcare and the cost of healthcare, particularly Medicaid, is a challenge, and that there's a skills gap, that employers are saying, we have job openings that we cannot fill because people don't have the skills to fill these jobs. So he also urged the employers in the room to consider hiring veterans. So it was a really, really exciting event.
Absolutely. Well, we're speaking with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, the short and sweet business beat, we're calling it. You mentioned, this sort of jumped out at me, you mentioned Mark Vintner said 2015, 2016 are the best years of this decade. And my first thought, I don't know, I'm a pessimist. My first thought is, what's wrong with 2017?
What's going to happen in 2017? Yeah. So I don't know. I like that he called this sweet spot, and it makes me feel like, well, we need to make the most out of these 2 years, and the job growth that we're going to see, and some of the growth in GDP. So I'm not sure what's wrong and what will happen.
It might just be sort of a pendulum swing kind of thing, because if we were had a really down period economically in 09, 10, into 11, then the pendulum swinging back up, and it always swings back down after that. So maybe that'll be the correction time, but we'll see.
So, I'm still sticking to trying to keeping this the short and sweet business beat.
Yes.
So I'm gonna let all that dissection of macroeconomics be left to the experts, and just bring you the highlights, which was mostly good news.
Okay.
So
and insofar as the economy is growing, the other thing that we're sort of talking about, we were talking about this in terms of 2015 New Year's resolutions for the community, is really, really tackling the poverty issue here locally, and again also statewide, to bring everyone up as opposed to just the the people on top.
Exactly. And you did a really nice story talking about 2015 priorities. We were talking about how the renewed focus on poverty might be one of the main takeaways that we got from the inner city visit. Athens, Georgia really took a hard look, brought together so many different bodies to say, what are we going to do about poverty and as a community with all partners involved? And I think as we said, the unfortunate accolade of the one of the highest income inequality being in our community, that was another I think catalyst for this community focusing on it. But I'm looking more forward to learning more about the efforts of the Family Success Alliance, which you guys have been highlighting. And then I'm headed to a partnership to end homelessness meeting tonight, and so I'm excited about what we'll bring at the what 2015 will bring as far as a renewed sense of urgency. Coach Williams talks a lot about a sense of urgency. Yeah. I've been feeling that way too. And so at the Chamber, we want to help strengthen the, we have about 100 member nonprofits. Many of these nonprofits are the safety net and are working to lift people out of the poverty. But our top priority is strengthening small businesses. And these are the small businesses that are, that account for 97.9% of all employers in the state, about half of the state's private workforce. And this is a way that we can help work to lift people out of poverty.
So the meeting of the partnership to end homelessness tonight, what's that going to entail?
I serve on the leadership team, and it's mostly service providers, but we're really laying out our 2015. I think most organizations are in that planning space. If you are a nonprofit, you can join us at our nonprofit roundtable Wednesday, January 14th. It'll be essential planning for nonprofits, so you can make sure your 2015 gets off to a great start and plan for the year ahead.
And more information available online at carolinachamber.org. Full calendar of events and info on the annual meeting and everything else there as well.
Exactly. Well, a Kansas itinerary to come. Hopefully more good news to come, and a renewed sense of urgency for next week.
I know there's a big ball of twine, and there's a giant bulldozer in the southeastern part of the state, and I'm sure there's better stuff than that, but we'll see.
We can talk about.
I was looking at Route 66 as well, which cuts through like the tiniest little corner of southeastern Kansas.
No. The Sunflower State has much more to offer than just that little sliver of southeastern Kansas.
All right, well, plan out the itinerary, and we'll talk about that next week.
Aaron, thanks for having me on.
All right, Kristen Smith, thank you so much.